Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Promised to the Crown by Amy K. Runyon, narrated by Esther Wayne. Adversity draws men together and produces beauty and harmony in life's relationships. Just as the cold of winter produces ice flowers on the window panes, which vanish with the warmth. Soren Kierkegaard. Part 1. 1667. Louis XIV's colony in Canada needs women. Surrounded by the British, the king needs to tie his settlers to the land with farms, wives, and children to defend in the event their enemies should invade. The king's ministers devised a plan by which young, strong women of good character would be sent at the king's expense to wed the soldiers, farmers, artisans, and fur trappers who populated the colony. History would remember them as the king's daughters and the daughters of New France. Chapter 1. Rose. June 1667. The Salpêtrière Charity Hospital, Paris.
1, 2, 3 strokes up, rinse. 1, 2, 3 strokes down, rinse. Move 3 inches to the right.
Rose Barre scoured the floor on her hands and knees, her once fine hands now raw, cracked, and bleeding, as she tried to rid the small room of the stench. The battle was futile. One painfully clean dormitory cell would not mask the stink of filth and disease that permeated the dozens of other cells surrounding it. The fetid smell of mould.